Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm Edwin J. Vieira. New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted on fraud charges. This comes after prosecutors were uncertain whether the case against one of President Donald Trump's most vocal critics had merit. Virginia's largest utility company is seeking approval to build a gas-powered peaker plant in Chesterfield, but advocates say the multi-billion-dollar project will undermine the Commonwealth's clean energy laws. More on that from Simone Perez.
In 2020, the Commonwealth passed the Virginia Clean Economy Act, requiring electric utilities to achieve a 100% clean energy standard by 2050. It also requires the retirement of fossil fuel plants and upcoming decades, and reaching major renewable energy targets in solar and offshore wind by 2035. Lee Francis with the Virginia League of Conservation Voters says the peaker plant is a project meant to help the skyrocketing number of data centers in the Commonwealth. Virginia is home to 35% of the world's hyperscale data centers worldwide and has more data centers than any other state in the U.S.
So this plant would cost billions of dollars to build, being built in response to alleged demand from the data center industry, and at its core, if built, Virginians would be paying for dirtier energy to subsidize big tech's needs.
Dominion has defended the plant as necessary to keep up with a growing demand for electricity in the Commonwealth, as demand for energy has soared in recent years. The company also notes the plant construction will create millions of dollars worth of economic activity in the region.
In Jacksonville, a community on the city's north side is facing downrising water. Jermell Gomes has that story.
This is what community looks like!
This is what community looks like.
Dana Mall, a community advocate who's showcasing the real impacts during a boat tour, says the issue is urgent in a neighborhood where 87% of residents are Black, highlighting the intersection of environmental justice and cultural preservation.
The high tide was right in people's backyards, and we saw one house where the water was right up to the bricks. So a lot of these homeowners suffer from a lot of water damage, flooding, and we're trying to use Florida Climate Week to talk about the issues so that we can find solutions.
Mall points to the area's significance as part of the Gullah Geechee Cultural Corridor, with Jacksonville home to the highest number of descendants of these historically significant communities.
Low-income families who get home visits through the CalWORKS program will be able to stay enrolled longer thanks to a bill signed this week by Governor Gavin Newsom. Suzanne Potter reports.
Starting next year, Assembly Bill 607 will let families receive the home visits for 3 to 5 years instead of the current limit of 2 years. Stacy Lee with the nonprofit Children Now says evidence shows these programs make transformative changes that last a lifetime.
They support families with child development and parenting. They work with the parents around personal goals for economic support and self-sufficiency, like going to school, finishing college, getting a degree, thinking about career paths.
A 2023 report from Children Now found that home visiting programs prevent many problems for families.
This is Public News Service. It's National Fire Prevention Week, and at Decatur Fire and Rescue, putting out fires is only part of the job. As Shantia Hudson reports, the department is launching a program to help connect residents to community resources before a crisis strikes.
Captain Gary Menard says years of fire safety education have drastically reduced fire incidents, allowing the department to focus on another kind of prevention, helping people who rely on 911 for basic needs. He says about 70% of their calls are now for emergency medical services or lift assist for seniors who may not have access to regular care.
People will call when they have a stomach ache or things a lot of people would just go to their primary care physician for. There are members of our community that know nothing other than calling 911 for those things.
So the department is working to bridge gaps in access. With help from a Georgia Health Initiative grant, Menard says Decatur Fire and Rescue is building a team of community health workers to help connect residents with local clinics, housing support, and other resources.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Stress cancer patients may seek treatment from anyone willing to offer it. One doctor advises patients to keep a clear head and stick with a medical professional. Terry D. has more.
A 2025 Ohio Department of Health report indicates between 2018 and 2022, Montgomery County represented almost 16% of all breast cancer cases. 78 cases of breast cancer in men were reported in the state. With expensive medical treatment a certainty, a patient may seek alternative cures they find online. Breast surgeon and breast cancer survivor Dr. Liz O'Riordan says after a diagnosis, patients are often scared and willing to try anything. She explains scammers prey on desperation.
There are lots and lots of people who are selling products or cures or clinics, and they have glowing testimonials. They promise you a miracle cure. It's clever marketing. They spend thousands and thousands trying to lure you in.
The Ohio Department of Health reports nearly 11,000 cases of breast cancer were diagnosed among Ohio women each year between 2018 2017 and 2021.
Connecticut organizations are coming together for a Day of Action tomorrow to help immigrant families. The Families Belong Together Day of Action kicks off a community engagement campaign to inform people in Danbury about their rights as arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement increase in the city and statewide. Compared to last year, ICE arrests in Connecticut have doubled under the Trump administration. Juan Fonseca Tapia with Danbury United for Immigrants describes just one example of the local effects, a local grocery store that's losing business because of ICE.
People are afraid of going to the store, especially in that area, because in the vicinity of the courthouse is where we have seen most of the kidnappings that have happened.
He says the Day of Action includes building partnerships to develop a neighborhood-based safety network and one-on-one outreach, sharing immigrants' rights resources like the Danbury United for Immigrants Helpline, where people can report ICE activity and connect with resources to help get a family member out of ICE detention. The event begins at 9 a.m. at Kennedy Park in Danbury. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.